American forces are getting ready to take on a new challenge in Afghanistan. Later this year, they'll replace British troops in one of the most dangerous areas of the country. The World's Laura Lent reports.
The British military describes Sangin as an area with deep Taliban affiliation, riven by tribal conflict, and a major center for opium production. It's also incredibly dangerous. The troops there make up only a tenth of all UK forces in Afghanistan, but Sangin accounts for nearly a third of all British deaths in the country. Today, the government announced it's getting out and the Americans are going in. Prime Minister David Cameron told the House of Commons it's a critical time, not just for Sangin, but for the whole mission.
Let me be clear. Do I think that we should be there in a combat role or in significant numbers in 5 years' time? No, I don't. This is the time to get the job done, and the plan we have envisages making sure that we wouldn't be in Afghanistan in 2015.
The government and the military are portraying this as a simple redeployment instead of a retreat or an admission of defeat. Patrick Mercer is a Conservative Member of Parliament and a former British Army officer.
It's absolutely straightforward and normal in coalition warfare like this for units to serve under foreign command, but it's not necessarily desirable. There are now enough troops for this no longer to be necessary, and any suggestion that British troops are being beaten out of Sangin or returning with their tails between their legs is not just disingenuous, it's actually disgusting.
But the high death rate in Sangin hasn't made it any easier for the government to defend the mission in Afghanistan. Retired General Sir Richard Dannett was the head of the British Army at the time the British operation in the region began. Dannett says the goal of rebuilding the region began to falter in the face of fierce fighting with too few troops.
And that inevitably made the small number of British soldiers a little bit like flies in a honeypot, and attracted the Taliban into that, and therefore we got into this cycle of fighting which we didn't really want to get involved in, because inevitably when you're there to try and improve people's lives, move things along, fighting is going to be negative as far as that's concerned.
Afghans living in Sangin have long been caught in the crossfire. Akmal Dawi, a journalist and political analyst with the Afghan Rights Monitor, says they've already judged the British efforts as a failure, so bring on the Americans.
People on the ground look to Americans as more tough, more willing to fight, having more resources, more advanced technology. So, yes, Americans are considered highly in Helmand and indeed even by the Taliban.
It's a more difficult assessment for the families and friends of the soldiers who have died. Eileen Green's son, Corporal Richard Green, was shot and killed near Sangin on March the 2nd, weeks after he'd told her that the situation was getting worse.
He said it was the worst tour that he'd been on, three tours that he'd been on. I think he was very worried this time. And in general, I think the whole situation in Sangin had totally changed on this last 6 months tour.
She says she doesn't see the British withdrawal as a retreat, but she also disagrees with the official view that the mission has made progress.
To me, you know, the Afghanistans can go round to the bazaar and go about their business, as everybody keeps saying, but the price is being paid are the lives of these lads.
There will almost certainly be more lives lost before the forces leave Sangin to the Americans, and it will be left to the politicians and the military leaders in Britain to try to persuade the public back home that the soldiers aren't dying in vain. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.